You're listening to day 4 of the Working with the Ancestors retreat. Welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you made some time for yourself today. So why don't you get comfortable? We're going to ease into a guided visualization right after this quick fireside chat. Before we get started, I thought we'd do a little recap of what we've seen or done so far. So over the last couple of days, we have had the opportunity to go back and try to connect with our maternal bloodline. So that would be with your mother's father and your mother's mother's bloodlines. And we've also had the opportunity to try to connect with your father's father's bloodline. And so today we're going to be trying to connect with your father's mother's bloodline, so the paternal grandmother's bloodline. Now, we've also had a chance to work on our clairsenses over the last couple of days. We've done a lot of work with the clairvoyance, so the ability to see with your mind's eye. And we've also focused in on the clairaudience, so the ability to hear messages that aren't necessarily being spoken into your ear, but rather with your mind's ear, if I can say it that way. And we've also done some work on clairsentience, which is the ability to feel energy or feel emotions. So today I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about claircognizance. Claircognizance is the ability to just know things. And I thought we'd do a little exercise to give you an idea of what that can feel like if you're not familiar with it or if you're not sure if that's one of your stronger clairsenses. So we're going to play a really easy game of guess what number I'm thinking of. So I want you to just take a minute to take a deep breath in and try to connect with me. And you can do that by trying to connect to the sound of my voice, or if you want to just try picturing me in my basement, sitting on the floor, surrounded by children's toys, which is exactly where I am right now, and try to connect to that image. And as you're doing that, it helps to take a deep breath in, deep breath out. Connecting with your breath helps to connect you with all of your clairsenses. As you're doing that, I want you to picture or try to think about the number that I'm thinking about, a number between 1 and 10. Okay, so if you have that number now, I'm going to tell you what that number is that I was thinking about. So I was thinking about the number 3. If you were also thinking of the number 3, you may have a really strong claircognizance. Take a minute to think about how it felt when you picked number 3. Did you go into it really logically where you were kind of thinking, okay, well, it's not going to be this number, it's not going to be that number. Should I pick this number or that number? If you were kind of going into that logical thinking, that probably isn't your claircognizance. You're using your reasoning powers, right, to come up with that number. But if that number 3 just kind of popped into your head, and you were like, yep, that's the number I'm going with, feeling really confident that there was no question about it, that's the number, that might feel like your claircognizance. So that's how I feel when I get that claircognizant message. It's this feeling of just certainty. And it's not ego-driven, it's not cocky, it's not like, I know this is the right answer because I know this is the right answer. It really is just a feeling of calm and peace and kind of going, yep, that's the right answer. And to me, I feel it in my core, in my torso. It almost feels like two pieces of a puzzle coming together and locking into place. Like you just feel really aligned with that answer. Maybe that's how you experienced it. Maybe you experienced it in a completely different way. The point is, try to go back and recall how you felt when you did experience that, or when that number 3 popped into your mind, because that might be an indication for the future that that's how you experience claircognizance, so that you just kind of know that that is the answer. Now, if you did not pick number three as an answer, don't worry. It doesn't mean that you don't have claircognizance. It just means that it didn't come through for you today. And let's face it, if we could pull on claircognizance in every minute of our day, life would be a little bit more boring, wouldn't it? Because then we'd always know the answer. So it's nice to have a little mystery in life. But it's also because you might just be working on flexing that muscle. And you need to practice it. So remember, we talked about the clairsenses are a muscle that needs practice to get better. And that's what we are doing here with this retreat series. So today, as I invite you to connect with your father's mother's bloodline, we're going to be working on all of the senses, not just focusing in on the clairsense, but just keep in mind that if I'm asking you to imagine something or to, you know, hear something, it might come for you through your claircognizance. So it might just be a knowing, you know, that happens as opposed to the seeing or the hearing or the feeling. So recognize that, right? If you just kind of know that there are birds in the sky, or you know that the fire is crackling, know that that's your claircognizance coming through. And obviously, sometimes these things come through in multiple ways. So you might be hearing it while seeing it, while just kind of knowing it, right? And that's, I mean, don't we all use all of our senses most of the time to receive information? It makes for a richer message, doesn't it? So it's very possible that that is happening for you as well. So we are going to jump into it now. If you want to get comfortable, you can find your comfortable sitting or lying down position, whatever works for you, and just start taking deep breaths in and deep breaths out. Now that you're settled into your comfortable position, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze and take a deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and out. I invite you to bring your attention down to your feet. And I want you to notice roots growing out from underneath your feet, reaching down into the earth and growing further down through the layers of the earth, making their way all the way to the core, the center of the earth. And I invite you to imagine those roots wrapping themselves around the center, the core of the earth, just holding you there and keeping you well grounded for this guided visualization. Now I want you to imagine the tips of those roots drawing in the energy from the earth, bringing it all up through the roots as you take a deep breath in, drawing that energy all the way up to your feet, and then exhaling. And I want you to bring your attention to that energy that you brought to your feet, And I want you to imagine that that energy is turning into a beautiful ball of bright white light. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, just imagine any tension or stress that you might be carrying in your feet, leaving the body with your out-breath. And on your next inhale, imagine that beautiful ball of white light moving up your legs to your knees. And on your exhale, imagine any tension that might be living in your knees, leaving your body with your breath. On your next inhale, bring that ball of light all the way up to your hips. And on your exhale, just release any tension or stress that lives here. Take another deep breath in and bring that ball all the way up to your lower belly button, just underneath where the belly button is. And if you have any tensions here in your lower back, release them on the out-breath. And on your next inhale in, bring that ball up into your belly, right above your belly button. And as you exhale, release any tensions that you might be holding here in your rib cage, middle of your back, in your stomach. And as you inhale, bring that ball up into your heart center, feeling any tension you might be feeling in your chest, your upper back, your shoulders or arms or hands. And release it all on the out-breath. And on your next inhale, bring that ball up into your throat. And release any tensions you might be carrying in your neck, throat, jaw, as you exhale. And as you inhale, bring that ball of light all the way up to your forehead. And on your exhale, release any tensions that you might have in your forehead, back of your head, ears, face. And on an inhale, bring that ball of light all the way up to your crown. And release any tensions you might be feeling in your head, back of the head. Now I want you to imagine a beam of light coming from that big ball of white light on your crown. And that beam of light is stretching up all the way into the sky, all the way up into the universe and connecting with your higher self. And as you take a deep breath in, I want you to imagine that ball of light going up that beam of light, all the way up, connecting to your higher self. And release any tensions that might exist here through the out-breath. Take a deep breath in. And as you release your breath, imagine that big ball of light coming back down the beam of light, going down through your crown, through your throat, and resting in your heart center. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Now I invite you to imagine your favorite room. Could be the same room that you've been in before, or it could be a different room this time. Whatever your preference is. But take a minute to look around and notice what the room looks like. Any distinguishing features? Is there anything on the walls? Does the room have any color to it? Is there any furniture that stands out for you? Is there anybody else in the room with you? If so, this may be a spirit guide that's here to accompany you on your journey today. As you're looking around, I invite you to notice that on the wall opposite you is a door. This is the same door that you've been through before that leads you into the forest. I invite you now to go to the door, open it, and walk through. And as you step onto the path, I invite you to notice the trees that are standing tall on either side of the path, directing you forward. So I invite you now to start walking along the path and making your way towards the open field that you've been to before. Taking a deep breath in and out with every step. And take the time to notice what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling, what you're smelling. Once you get to the clearing, I invite you to walk towards the center and just stand there for a moment, noticing your surroundings. I invite you to notice that in front of you is the north. To your right is the east. To your left is the west. And behind you is the south. This is the direction that we will be going in today. I invite you to turn around and face the south. And as you're looking across the field, notice where the tree line starts, where the forest starts again. And I want you to notice that where the field stops and the forest starts, there is a little path that leads into the forest. I invite you to walk towards that path now and enter this part of the forest. Taking a deep breath in and exhaling with every step. I invite you to start noticing that the light is getting dimmer and it's starting to get a little bit darker, moving from day to dusk. And as you look ahead, notice a light. It is the light of a beautiful, big bonfire burning. I invite you to walk towards that light now and make your way to that bonfire. And as you reach the bonfire, you may notice that the trees have cleared and the bonfire is lit in an open field, burning safely and beautifully. I invite you now to notice that the fire is crackling. And that with that crackling, sparks are being thrown out from the fire, out from the flames, up into the night sky. I invite you to watch those sparks. And as they descend back down to the earth, cooling, becoming embers, notice how, as they touch the ground, they transform into a shape. They transform into your ancestors. These ancestors are now forming a circle around the bonfire, including you in this connection. Notice how you have an ancestor to your left and an ancestor to your right. They are so happy that you are here today. And they are excited to share with you messages and information. So I invite you to just notice as this circle of ancestors is forming around this bonfire. Take a minute to check in with your senses. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What are you smelling? Your ancestors are inviting you to watch the flames of the fire as they dance around. I want you to notice how one flame in particular seems to be stretching out, reaching towards the ancestor on your left. I want you to notice how the ancestor on your left is reaching in return to that flame and appears to be taking a little bit of the fire into their hands. This doesn't hurt them. It's not burning them. But notice how that flame seems to be turning into a box, a gift. I want you to notice how the ancestor is now turning towards you with that box in their hand and is offering that box to you as a gift. This gift is your superpower. This gift represents a talent that has been passed down to you through the generations. A gift and a talent that you're being asked to use in this lifetime. If you would like, I invite you to take the gift, open the box, and notice what's inside. And when you're ready, I invite you to put the box down at your feet. And return your gaze to the flames of the bonfire. Notice how they dance around. Hear the crackling of the fire. Feel the comfortable heat on your skin. Now I invite you to notice how another flame seems to be reaching out, but this time to the ancestor on your right. And in turn, the ancestor is reaching out to the flame. And again, seems to be taking a little piece of the flame into their hands. And as you watch, that little piece of flame transforms into another box, another gift for you. And as this ancestor turns toward you, know that this gift is for you. It is a representation of a healing that your ancestors are asking you to do for this bloodline, something that needs clearing so that it doesn't continue on to the next generations. If you want, you can accept the gift, open the box, and notice what's inside. And when you're ready, I invite you to put the box down at your feet. You'll have time now to spend with your ancestors. I invite you to continue keeping your senses open. Continue to be open to the experiences that are coming your way through seeing, hearing, feeling, or just knowing. I'll be turning on some music for a few minutes, and I'll come back to you when the music is over.
Thank you.
As the music comes to an end, I invite you to come back to the sound of my voice. It's almost time to go back to your favorite room. But first, I invite you to take a minute to say goodbye to your ancestors and thank them for any messages or support or unconditional love that they've shown you today. I want you to notice how the ancestors are now transforming back into those sparks from the fire, floating back up into the night sky and coming back down into the flames of the fire. And as the sparks come back into the flames, notice that the flames are getting smaller and smaller and smaller until they disappear, leaving only the logs and the bonfire. I want you to take a minute to just experience the silence and the darkness. You're safe here, comfortable and relaxed. Take a deep breath in and out. I invite you now to pick up the boxes that you had placed by your feet and turn around and make your way back up the path that leads you to the clearing. Take a minute to notice what's around you as you're taking one step in front of the other. And as you find your way back to the open field, find the path that leads you back to your favorite room and start walking along it. Taking a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. And once you get to the door of your favorite room, I invite you to open it and step in. And take a minute to notice the room. Check in to see if there's anything different in the room now, or is it just as you'd left it? And as you're looking around, notice the table that holds the other gifts from previous journeys. I invite you to go to it now and leave the box that holds the healing symbol. You can take the box that holds your superpower, your talent, and bring it to a comfortable chair or couch where I invite you to sit. Once you're sitting, you can open the box again and take out that symbol, that item, that gift. And if you can, put it in a pocket or somewhere on your person so that you can take this with you after the guided visualization is over. I invite you now to take a deep breath in and out, and bring your attention back to your heart center, back to that beautiful, big, bright ball of white light. And as you breathe in, I want you to imagine pulling it all the way up to your crown. And as you exhale, pushing that ball all the way down to your feet, through your roots, and returning it back into the center of the earth. I invite you to bring your attention now to your toes and wiggle them around. Bring attention to your back and just start moving it around. Bring attention to your shoulders, maybe rolling them a little bit backwards and forward. Bring some attention to your arms and fingers and wiggle them around. Bring attention to your neck, maybe move it from left to right. And bring attention up to your forehead, down to your eyes. And when you feel ready to do so, you can open them back up. And take a minute to look around your room and just notice where you are. And just get yourself back into full consciousness, bringing yourself back into your physical body. If you have a glass of water around, I invite you to take a drink now. And just continue moving your body and bringing yourself back into your room. We're going to move into the questions now. So if you have a piece of paper and pen nearby and you want to use that to jot down any ideas or thoughts that come to you, or jot down the questions so that you can consider them later in the week, I invite you to do that now. We're going to jump into the first question. You've heard it before. First question is, what came through for you today? So what images, what messages, what things came through for you today? And as a reminder, we went into the favorite room again. That's where we started and made our way to the open field and then made our way to the bonfire with the ancestors coming down and giving you gifts. One, your superpower, the other one, something that they'd like you to heal. And then you had time with the ancestors while the music played. So what came through for you during that period? And then, of course, we made our way back into the favorite room. So consider everything that you experienced along that journey and note anything that came through for you. Even if you feel like it's not a significant thing, note it. Because it might be actually something more important than you'd believed it to be. And you might find that in the coming week, little synchronicities pop up around those things. Of course, the bigger messages are equally important, so note those down as well, as you might get some synchronicities throughout the week that might come forward. All right, so the second question is, how did those messages come through for you? Did they come through as images that you could see? Were they sounds? Were they words? Were they feelings? We did a little bit of work on smells. You know, did the smell of a campfire come through for you? Or was there some sort of different smell that came through for you? We haven't talked much about the clairaliens, the smelling, but sometimes when you do smell something that is unusual, like it's not attributable to anything in your physical environment, it might be an ancestor trying to trigger a memory for you. So does that smell that you're smelling remind you of something, a person, or does it remind you of a situation, a memory from your childhood? So that might be what comes through there. And then, of course, did you just know messages? You know, did the ancestors share anything with you and you kind of just knew it? Felt that puzzle pieces coming together and connecting, or you're just like, yeah, I know this is the right thing and the message that's being shared. So take some time to just note down how those messages came through for you. And then just take a minute to think about whether or not that is surprising for you. So any messages that you heard or the way that they were coming through, does that surprise you in any way? And then the last question is, what did you learn about yourself today? Or what did you learn about your ancestors today? So take some time to think about that and note down the information. And that is the end of today's episode. So I hope you've enjoyed it and that you were able to connect with your father's mother's bloodline. Next week, I'm going to be inviting you to connect with your future ancestors. So that should be lots of fun. I hope to see you then. I wish you a great week. And if you can, find some time to work your body, do some yoga, maybe put on some great music, do a little dance. And most importantly, try to find people who make you laugh, who bring you joy, and spend some time with them. Have a great week, everyone.
Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram at the 12th House Retreats.